Yeah, we were in touch with the hospital the next day, providing them all of the information we have. We take the bacteria out of the teeth and tongue and gums of these white sharks, and we test them against antibiotics so that we can advise hospitals how to avoid infection, which is one of the significant problems when you have these sorts of interactions. So fortunately, she made a full recovery, and it sounded like the medical team was already had all infection things sort of in hand, and we were just providing them supplementary information. I think, you know, you need to keep things in perspective as far as the likelihood of those events when you see them only happening a handful of times worldwide, and then really try to put it in perspective of what we do in our everyday lives, like driving around in cars,
yeah.
People driving and texting and various other things. But, you know, occasionally very unfortunate random events occur.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully by sharing the knowledge, you know, and the movement of the sharks, people can, you know, make decisions by themselves as to where and when they're going to go in the water and avoid real lifey areas where the birds are diving on bait and fish are crashing and seals are swimming during certain times of the year. But it's fundamentally important to make sure all of our children fall in love with the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives depend on the ocean. You know, it's more than half of our air. It's all of our water. It's most of our foods, many of our livings. So, you know, we want to try to be rational about these situations and really make sure that we continue to encourage these younger generations to fall in love with the ocean, because without the ocean operating properly, there is no life on.